My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Want the listener calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. Are you comfortable with Dan Quinn and the coaching staff and Cliff Kingsbury with Jaden Daniels rushing the ball 16 times like he did in the opener?
The answer for me is no, that seems excessive, but I'm going to put that up as the Junkies Poll of the Day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV.
No one's going to say
no one's going to say yes.
Dan Quinn was asked about it during the presser yesterday. We have the audio here.
Hey, Dan, as you kind of went through the film and digested the entire game, Jaden ran the ball 16 times. Do you think that's too much? And do you tell him to dial it back a little bit? Where are you at with that?
Yeah, and certainly not all of those are designed quarterback runs.
Right.
So I think that's important to say. But, yeah, I think he'd be the first to say the same thing, Scott, to say, this is, you know, I had a chance to go rip it to somebody else. Sometimes you can see a rush or a pattern break and there's open space and you go. But, yeah, for him, create it when it's there. You know, when you get outside the pocket, we'd love to see him remain a passer first. And I think it's going to come with more experience, Scott, honestly. You know, when I can go extend it to throw it, when, hey, this play's over, I'll get rid of it and move on to the next play. So I think you'll see that trajectory continue, Scott, as we go. Certainly 18 carries is not the model, you know, that we're looking for, certainly with Brian and Austin and others here. But at the end of it, I do think we'll continue to grow in that spot, but certainly not by design to have that many.
I don't know that it'll go over 16 this season. If you looked at week one and you looked at carries amongst all players, including running backs, 16 is actually pretty high, even when you include running backs in terms of attempts. I mean, Joe Mixon had 30.
Okay,
so there are going to be some workhorses.
That's a lot.
But 16 is the 10th highest in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't by design. He was being pressured on freaking every play. You know, Todd Bowles blitzed his ass like crazy. It was the first ever game. He played two quarters in the preseason. He didn't feel comfortable with some of those windows. He took off.
I'd rather he take off and run rather than put a ball up for grabs like Will Levis did on the sideline.
And get sacked.
Yeah, but I wonder how many times there were guys open. There had to be a quick snap decision.
I'm sure there are some
times. And he decided to run.
Yeah. Times said he thinks, from watching it.
I understand that from a rookie.
Yeah, he understands that. He's got to learn the NFL windows still.
Yeah. No, wouldn't you rather have your quarterback, I guess, get hit rushing the ball out of the pocket than get crunched in the pocket with a sack?
I don't know which one's better. I mean, your knee's more vulnerable probably while you're in the pocket. I don't know.
Which
one's better, though, Matt.
The one time, remember the one time he got
coming.
Hit and he fumbled, but they recovered it?
Right, yeah.
He got hit pretty hard. Mm-hmm. That was in the pocket.
For sure, and he got to do a better job protecting the ball there.
Yeah.
Look, sure. I want him to hit the layup throws if they're there, if Kingsbury has them there for him, like something out of the quick game. But if it's not there, tuck it and run. That's part of the reason you were drafted at number 2 overall.
Of course.
That's your skill set.
If he didn't have that ability, he wouldn't have been drafted number 2.
Totally.
He may be a fine passer, but he would not have been drafted number 2 if he was a drop back passer.
For sure.
For sure.
Well, he wouldn't have been drafted at number two. Yeah, right. All right, let's go to, let me see. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Hey, Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big fan of how much he ran the ball, but what bothers me even more is the way that he gets down. I mean, I understand he doesn't know how to
slide. I think it's weird, too. Yeah,
and you can absolutely get injured in that fashion. So, I mean, I would like for them to work with him more on his ability to get down, but I'm sure they'll dial it back some. I mean, with anything, whenever you're learning something new and pressure hits, sometimes you resort back to old tendencies, and maybe that's a little bit of what took place Sunday. But overall, you know, I was happy. I like his talent. I think he's capable of doing a lot for us, but the scheming has got to help him, man. I mean, I just don't see the ability out of the receivers to create the separation that we need for them to be successful. And if they don't get some pre-snap motion in play, it's going to be a long season. Thank you.
It's weird. I don't know. He's just got a different philosophy about that, obviously, and that being Kingsbury. I will say this. Nobody wants at the end of the day, really, to see their quarterback with 18 rushes or whatever the hell he had, 16. But every time he takes off, I get sized.
Oh, I mean, he's
like,
electrifying.
While I'm watching it,
it's super exciting.
I'm like, go, buddy.
I mean,
like, I ain't got no
when
problem
he was
with
tiptoeing
it.
Down the sidelines, and I'm pretty sure that was the first quarter.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to
Me too.
Take it to the house.
Me too.
I was just waiting for
Dude,
it.
Dude, when he breaks the pocket and he may be missing wide open guys, he's so dynamic that I'm literally on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'm not hating it.
No.
I don't want him to get killed, but it's the most exciting part of the game.
Sure.
Well, so similar
I don't
to RG3.
Do it 16 times,
I know
but
you
every
don't
time
say
it does, then I get tough.
But if he's going to get 12, 14, 17 yards, I mean, just think about how quickly you're moving down the field.
Oh, yeah. Big chunk yardage. You love it.
You love the chunk yardage.
Yeah.
But, again, you also have to take consideration. He's going to get hit
on
the majority of those.
The way he falls, I guess, like, he could get hurt sliding feet first. He could get hurt.
There's plenty of videos of guys getting rocked.
And barrel rolling with his head. Like, I don't know if there's any great way for him to get down.
Safe.
But at least he's showing the willingness to get down and avoid hits.
Right. And the other thing is, I believe with the way he gets down, he's getting an extra 2 yards. Because if you feet first, they stop
true.
You right there.
Yeah.
So he's actually getting – it's probably why he's doing it. He's to get the extra yardage, he's going head first.
You just worry about somebody coming in to make a play. He's going head first. He gets hit in either the head or the shoulder.
But you see the videos of the guy get hit in the head when they go feet first, too, because guys are late.
Sure.
So
there's
probably at the end of the way, there is no perfect way.
No, it's football. He's going to get hit.
He's going
to
get hit.
The most perfect way
you have to limit it.
Is to get out of bounds. Seems like the best way.
But,
if you're in the middle of the field.
Yeah, if you're in the middle of the field, you don't have that option.
But if you told me in a vacuum, Jaden's going to run on this play, I'm not going to get an extra cracker. Like, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
Like, and Dan Quinn talked about it with Scott Abraham. I'm sure he doesn't want him tucking it and running 16 times per game, but I'm guessing in the back of his mind, if you gave him truth serum, he'd say, I probably want him running about 10 times a game.
Of course. Yeah, I don't know. Run when you need to.
I know you wanted to run away from it, but it's just like with RG3. You needed running to be part of his game.
It's not that I wanted to run
I'm looking
to
at
run
RG3 in his first couple of games when he was with Washington. First game, he had 9 for 42. Then he had 11 for 82. Then he had 13 for 74. He had a 13 for 138.
Mm-hmm. Those are more
with
design,
touchdowns
though.
In the
but
mix.
But I want to get away. That was all like read option stuff.
So, Jaden had read option runs.
He did, but I didn't.
I mean, I would say at least half of them were design runs.
I don't think half of them were.
End zone,
I'd say a third.
That's two right there.
Yeah.
Those are a little different, but.
I bet you it was probably a third.
Maybe a third.
Yeah.
I don't think they. Maybe they did. Maybe they had 9, 10 designed runs. Maybe they did. I didn't think they would. I like what he runs. I don't need it to necessarily be designed 10 times. Design a couple to keep them honest.
Here's what I do know. They're not afraid to run him at the goal line.
That's true.
And
he's not afraid.
He's certainly not afraid. And I know a lot of people are like, well, he's so skinny. Is he going to be okay on the goal line? I think he's fine on the goal line. I think he's going to be okay.
He seems tough. All right, let's go to Reggie in D.C. Hey, Reggie.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Reggie.
Man, listen, man, if I want to see a perfect slide, man, I'll go watch Mookie Betts, man. His freaking slide was fine. I mean, RG3 was awkward. when he runs, he kind of glides. So he was kind of gliding down. Now, when I was looking at it, they ran, I think it was six. It's no more than seven because he ran four read options when he scored touchdowns. Two of them mm-hmm. scored. One of them, his helmet came off. And then the other one, when they called the penalty on with the helmet. No, they stopped him when the helmet came off. And then the next play, he ran it. Now, they did a couple of powers that I didn't like. But yep. the majority of his running was scrambles. So you can't, like, and first up, it was, okay, when Jaden runs, he has to protect himself. He was protecting himself. So I think I'm good with maybe nine. I think JP just mentioned it. Finally, JP said something positive about the boy. But you can't minimize his running ability. I don't want to get 4 to 5. No, it needs to be 9 to 10. Now, give me at least the red zone running is going to be key because the ones that he scored was on the read option. Take that power out of it. They ran two quarterback powers where he ran kind of almost between like the guard and the center, and I think got like 1 yard. No, get that out of there. But the read option, yes, in the red zone. And then everything else with scrambling, like that's a part of his game. That's what he did in college. And I don't want the coach, okay, but listen, if it's not there, you know, maybe try to just chuck it. No, man, you got to keep this running aspect as a part of his game. That's why he was drafted number two because of that athletic ability.
So and it puts the defense on their heels.
Look at me.
They have to game plan for those designed runs.
Correct.
Scrambles are going to happen with every quarterback in the league. Brock Purdy's going to scramble. Everybody's going to scramble. But the design runs puts those linebackers in a precarious position. And I know when RG3 was successful passing, it's because those linebackers moved up and then he'd throw one over the top. We didn't necessarily see that with the read option in this game, mm-hmm. but I got to believe it's going to happen.
I think it'll be part of it for sure. Just didn't want to purposefully expose him too much, but if he decides he's got to run to get out of there and avoid a sack or whatever, I'm all for it.
All right, let's just say that
both he and Lamar had 16 mm-hmm. total runs in week one.
How many of Lamar's, Valdez, you watched the entire game, how many of Lamar's runs did he get hit pretty violently? Like maybe a third?
Violently?
Well, I mean, big hits.
Two, three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a third.
But he's also very good at getting down. That's one thing he's really good at.
I will say he was not as good at getting down as he is now. That's something Jane's going to learn.
Yeah.
He's going to be able to feel the defense thicker. Around him.
I mean, I know he's lost weight and everything, but he's naturally got a little bit better body, I think. Don't you think? Who? Lamar.
I think it's a similar build at this point.
I think I mean, Jaden is more wiry than Lamar.
I think
Jaden
is thinner.
It's similar, but I think Lamar's got a little more meat on his bones.
I think he's got a little more meat to him.
And I'm with you, Eric.
Bigger bone.
Yeah. I've seen this for years with Lamar. The diving head first,
yeah.
I actually think it's safer than the slide. The slide, you're kind of vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You're
headshots.
Know, yeah, your body's more upright. But when you're like literally
already diving,
yeah, it's almost like I don't know, you're in like the trenches in World War II, and you got to dive down,
and
yeah.
you're literally giving up like sometimes 3 and 4 yards because as soon as you like kick your feet out, that you're down. Whereas when you dive head first, you're not really down until you land.
And I would rather have my quarterback kind of dictate the hit as opposed to being in the pocket and just kind of having it be at random. At least if you're running, I understand you're going to get hit, but you can kind of adjust your body. You can get down, get out. You have more of a ability to control the hit than your friend in the pocket.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to want to dive headfirst into an empty pool if Daniel Jones comes in here and beats the Commanders on Sunday. It's not going to be a great start, 0-2, losing to the terrible Giants. It's going to be a bad look. If that happens.
Well, yeah, then you're looking at 4 or 5 wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a long year.
All right, let's go to Thomas.
Maybe less.
Thomas, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
What's up?
Hey,
Thomas.
So I had one concern with Daniels, man. The one guy I mentioned is the helmet flying off, man. That's kind of concerning to me. I feel like, especially right there in the goal line when it piles up, man, like, it's easily to catch an elbow or a knee to the head, man, and easily give a concussion.
Well, that and it also negates a touchdown because the play is blown dead when the helmet pops off. Yeah. So
I wonder if his hair, and I'll just say it being ignorant, if the way he has that puffy hair
also, it looked like his chin strap was also, like, loose. He likes to keep it loose.
because I think he has to accommodate all that hair.
Well, I'm going to guess the equipment manager is going to have that dialed in. Yeah, going forward, I would think.
Yeah,
I don't know anything. I'm just saying it out of ignorance.
You want, look, he talked about it Sunday. I can play it real quick. Hold on.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for taking my call. Y'all
have a good time.
Did that ever happen to you? For sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know. Probably, though.
Would you like to wear your helmet a little bit looser?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people probably they try to say there's something about that. But, you know, honestly, I'm just playing football back there. You know, your helmet's going to pop off no matter what. If you got it buckled up tight or loose at the end of the day.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't know.
Sounds like he likes it loose.
He's a remarkably chill dude, man.
Yeah.
Remarkably. That doesn't
like
mean
his attitude.
Yeah, his attitude's pretty good. Like, it doesn't mean that he's not frustrated and pissed. I think he is, but he doesn't care about that little stuff.
Does he not have anxiety like the rest of the planet? Is he not phased? Like,
doesn't
so anxious,
to.
Like every day.
Yeah.
He just doesn't seem like an anxious guy.
Right. He's definitely not super anxious.
What's that like?
I wouldn't know.
It must be nice to navigate
life
like that.
Whose helmet also falls off? No, it's a totally different sport. James Wood, his helmet falls off all the time.
Yeah,
but he's
no,
also
it's
got
not
that.
Strapped
Doesn't
in.
He have that big hair, too?
It's the hair, yeah.
I think it makes it a little bit more difficult to get it to fit
just tighter.
Because it's
not tighter, yes.
Right? I don't know.
But, I mean, how many times he's had to try and hold, he's stealing a base or trying to score from second on a single,
maybe
holding his helmet
maybe
on.
Maybe he needs a chin strap.
He might.
I know that's weird in baseball, but then nobody does it. To keep the helmet on, maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an idea. Just got to put it out there.
Overwhelmingly, people are voting that it's excessive.
Right.
I didn't put specifically. I changed the language a little bit on the poll of the day. You can vote at Junks Radio, but the poll of the day is, do you think Jaden Daniels, I did actually put running the ball 16 times is excessive. 82% yes. 16 or 18% no.
Nobody wants him to do it 16 times. But again, I want to reiterate. Every time he runs, I'm at the edge of my seat and I'm fist pumping.
Sure.
Because I feel like he could take it to the house.
Well,
every
also,
single time.
Hopefully
he
does
it
that
offers
this weekend.
You
again, every single time.
Yeah.
Offers you the best chance to get first downs and the best chance to win.
Right.
Because he ran for way more first downs than he did throwing to wide receivers.
Right.
I know that.
That's okay. You know what?
That'll come.
Passing numbers were down. He was, wasn't he top 10 in both? He was top 10 in passing yards and in rushing yards. I'll take that from a rookie debut. All day long.
You'll also take it from a fantasy owner. You love that.
Well, of course I like that, too. Yeah.
His team also got smashed.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. I'll take empty calorie stats all day long. It's what I do. It's kind of my thing.
All right, guys. So what's it going to take to get Thompson Creek Windows in your home this fall? Like your boy. I got them. Huge savings? Well, you're in luck. Thompson Creek Windows keep your energy bills in check while keeping you toasty all winter long. I'm talking big savings, 50% off, as in 50. It's the first ever Thompson Creek Window Fest. Call Thompson Creek now to save 50%. Buy one window, get one 50% off, plus special finance options and a 50-year guarantee. do what I did. Call 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.